File your taxes the free and easy way with TurboTax. New to TurboTax? Didn't file last year with TurboTax? No problem. Switch to TurboTax and file for free if you do your own taxes on the TurboTax mobile app by February 18th. All the tax forms you have can be assisted. All 100% free. Now this is taxes. Intuit TurboTax. New filers and filers who didn't use TurboTax last year only must start and file your own taxes in the app by February 18th. Excludes TurboTax Live. Full terms at TurboTax.com.
For 120 years, Mount Carmel College of Nursing has prepared nurses to serve our communities. Here, our students can earn their Bachelor of Science in Nursing degree and take their education all the way to a Doctor of Nursing practice with small class sizes and help every step of the way. Want to learn more? Visit mccn.edu/visit to schedule your campus visit today. That's mccn.edu/visit.
Hello.
Good morning.
How are you?
How are you? What is it, Thursday?
Yeah.
Thursday, yeah.
I will cope with that.
It should be Friday.
It should be.
Bit of a drag.
Very cold this morning.
Freezing.
Windscreen.
So
everything.
Electric gate was frozen over us.
Oh, nightmare. Nightmare on the south side.
Just relatable things, yeah.
I had a dentist appointment yesterday. You know, I'm going through the Invisalign process at the moment. And I just assumed when I went in, it would just be like pick up more retainers. So I thought it was nearly finished, but I've seen another 11 weeks.
Okay, another 11 weeks.
Yeah. Oh, that's a bit of a setback. That's okay. I'm all right. I don't think they're finished yet. Okay. You actually did say you were going to miss the retainers, which is a strange thing to say. Yeah, it makes you feel very protected.
Do you have them in now?
No, not right now. I just talked to Max. We were chatting. And I'm drinking the coffee. But when I got in there, I was putting the dentist chair and I was brought way, way, way back. And I was like, oh, Kurt, I don't know what this is. We're doing something today, obviously. And they were like, okay, so you need to change all, we need to change all your attachments. So the attachments are like the plastic things they shove on your teeth, they stick on your teeth. Like, this one here.
Okay.
Here, something, I don't know, somewhere anyway. And I've had loads of them all around the back for the
What do they do?
They basically kind of, when you put the Invisalign in, that's like a grip for them in a particular way to bend them in a certain way or whatever. But they've been on since last summer and I'm after getting used to them. But oh my God, I feel like, I presume the feeling, I know you guys have had train tracks before, that you can just rub your tongue against your teeth.
So they're gone now?
They've just put a couple of new ones on. So like there's one on the bottom here, as you can see on the bottom incisor.
Right.
You see that one? And the one there, I think. But all the ones around the side are gone and it's just so satisfying.
Smooth.
Oh my God.
Question for the dentists in the room. Are train tracks different to braces?
No, I think it's just a different word for
different
same
word
braces.
For, okay, very nice. I remember
when I got my braces off, I felt like my teeth felt like jelly.
Oh no, I didn't feel like jelly. I felt like I was like... It was like licking pure plastic. It was lovely. It was just smooth as ever.
Oh, I remember my first bite of an apple after getting my braces off. It was unbelievable.
Really?
I felt like I could go all the way through the core.
Did you actually?
Oh,
Ash gets her brace off. It's like, oh, give me a fruit.
Did you not feel like they'd be wobbly? That's what I'm scared of now without them. I'm like,
no,
they're going to fall out.
They were stronger than ever.
Oh, good stuff.
It's all ahead of you.
You're on Spin Morning.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
And BMF, you're on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. That is from the deluxe version of the album, of her recent album. It's Lana. And she's going to perform with Kendrick Lamar at the Super Bowl. That's confirmed.
I like it.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
I was reading the newspaper this morning.
Oh, right, Dave.
It was, yeah. I was reading the Leash Nationalist. Finish the crossword,
as
easy
per,
enough. Yeah.
As per usual.
Skimmed their local lost and found section, the community activities, you know, herself. Then I went to their website and I clicked the farm news just to see what was going on, Farm News and Leash. And the first headline was, Blur's Alex James, being the bassist in a rock band is easy. Parenting five kids is hard. So that's the farm news.
In the Leash Nationalist.
In the Leash Nationalist.
Wow.
Okay, confused.
Yeah. And then I was just about to close it down until I saw a headline. And it said, meet your match midway at Applegreen, Portlaoise. And I was like, what? And I thought, meet your match midway at Applegreen, Portlaoise. That's a mouthful. What does that mean? Applegreen, the petrol station.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's helping singles meet other singles.
on the side of the motorway.
To match up at the side of the motorway. It's a one-of-a-kind roadside romance matchmaking event. It's going to take place in Applegreen Midway, Portlaoise on Saturday the 8th of February from 5 to 6. You've got 1 hour.
If
you don't find love, you're a freak. Get out.
Wow.
It says couples who ignite their spark and would like to go on a second date will be put into a draw to win a date night in Dublin, including a one-night stay in a luxury hotel and dinner at a Michelin star restaurant.
Oh, that's actually all right.
It's actually not bad.
And if you don't win the draw, you're not allowed to go see each other again.
Exactly, yeah.
Applegreen decide your future.
Yeah, yeah.
So the Applegreen is obviously the first date. The second date would be Dublin. I wonder what they'll do on the first date. In Applegreen.
I'd like to know what this Applegreen is. Is it one of the ones that has loads of food options? Like, does it have
I wonder, yeah, they might go for dinner.
Like a good deli.
Maybe they'll fill up their car with petrol together.
That would be nice.
Yeah, two hands on the pump.
Yeah. Maybe they'll share a warm jam bun that's been in the deli window for 3 days.
Yeah.
You know? Maybe they could go on a very long adventure to find the bathroom, and then when they get there, you realise you need a code. You have to go all the way back.
That'd be nice. That'd be cute.
That's good, like, good test on, like, figuring things out as a couple,
exactly,
as a team.
So I do actually kind of think I like this whole, you know, bizarre scenario. I'm just so glad that this Valentine's Day we didn't decide to put singles together and we've decided to just focus on people who are already a couple, because that's who celebrate Valentine's Day. That whole story was a ruse to tell you what we're doing on Valentine's Day.
Wait, is that not true?
No, it is true.
Oh my God.
Mash, I made it up.
I was buying the farm section.
Oh my God.
On the two hands on the petrol thing.
No. It absolutely is happening. February 8th, 5 to 6. Remember, you've got 1 hour. But on February 11th, you need to be free if you'd like to do what we're doing for Valentine's Day, which is speed dating at Mondello Park.
Now, that's cool.
It is cool. Basically, we're putting couples in the back of a car, driving them really, really fast around the track while they answer questions about each other. And if they're the couple that knows each other the most at the end of the lap, then they'll win a prize.
Yeah, this is absolutely class. That prize is unreal, and it's from Blanchardstown Centre, your number one choice for shopping and date nights this Valentine's Day. And if you're that couple who knows each other the best, you'll win dinner for two at Blanchardstown's brand new luxury restaurant Kaizen, followed by a movie at the Odeon and a shopping spree worth £250.
Sorry, now if I had organised a Valentine's Day date like that, I would be the best boyfriend in the world. A restaurant Kaizen, movie afterwards, and €250 shopping spree.
The shopping spree now.
Best Valentine's Day.
The only thing
ever.
I think is I'd probably mix it up a bit. I'd do an early movie and then go for food, because you don't want to have a full belly from Kaizen and then not be able to eat your popcorn.
That's a good point.
You're always breaking the rules, Emma.
But overall, this is a win-win situation. If you're obviously just going to go on a date regardless with your partner if you come along to this,
yeah,
and be brought around a track at high speed in the back of a really cool car. Sounds like crack, and it's all free, of course. Yeah,
I love this so much. So if you would like to, you know, sign up to do speed dating at Mondello Park, you can check out spin1038.com, or you can send us a Valentine's emoji and we'll send you a link back. Don't send anything creepy though.
Ah, it's kind of funny.
I actually don't mind the creepy, because only producer Callum sees it. He's sort of the buffer.
Yeah,
I just feel like
the creep.
Producer Callum is too innocent to be seeing, you know, three water droplets. I don't like it.
Oh, that's understandable. But
I wouldn't even know what that means, though. So it would go over his head.
Yeah, that's true. And sometimes when I just see the heart coming in, I'm like, oh, be a bit more imaginative, you know? You're on Spin. Good morning.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Spin morning.
Good morning.
Hello. I think we can all be in total agreement that Elton John is a legend. And every time he announces a new tour, I do think this is the end of it now. I go, Elton, just relax now. You've done loads, man.
That Goodbye Yellow Brick Road tour has gone on for the better part of a decade.
Is it not over?
I think it might be finished now.
We're kind of at this point now, yeah. He was basically chatting in New York about his health lately at a screening in New York for his new documentary, which is called Elton John Never Too Late. And it looks back at his 50-plus year career and all the rest, and leading up to one of the biggest gigs of his life, which was the final concert in North America, finally. And if he's doing a documentary about it, he needs to chill out now.
Right.
You can't go back and do it again.
I was going to say, what's the difference between this and Rocket Man? But obviously, it's sort of about the last tour, the most recent tour.
Yeah, it's probably a documentary rather than a biopic. Yeah.
I love that movie, Rocket Man.
Oh, it was so good, wasn't it?
Really
brilliant. Him playing the piano in the sitting room as a kid.
Yeah.
It's also going to feature footage of him with his family and all the rest. But anyway, the point I want to get to is at the screening of this documentary, he was chatting to the crowd about his health issues. And you might have seen the headlines recently. Sadly, there was news that his vision was
affected
from an eye infection. Anyway, he basically said, to be honest with you, there's not much left of me because there's been so much of his organs and stuff removed.
What?
So,
what?
I considered this and thought, nah, we're good. Let's play a game of, does Elton John have this organ left or not?
Dear God.
Sorry.
Oh, dear God. I love it.
Dave, we'll start with you. Does Elton John have his tonsils?
Would we know that? I'm going to say no.
An easy one to remove, like.
Yeah, I'm going to say no, he doesn't.
You're right. Does Elton John have both of his kidneys, Aisling?
Does he have both of his kidneys? Hmm, you can remove one kidney handily enough. I'm going to say no.
He doesn't have both kidneys?
No.
Thankfully, his kidneys are in place.
Oh, he's got both kidneys.
With kidneys, yeah, okay. Great. Dave, does Elton John have a prostate?
He does, yeah.
I'm afraid he doesn't. That was removed.
Damn it. Dear God, Elton. Half a man.
Aisling, does Elton John have his right hip intact?
Intact.
Interesting. I'd say not.
You're correct. He does not have his right hip. Dave, does Elton John have a gallbladder?
I don't know. Is the answer. I don't know.
What happens if we just say I don't know to every question?
I'd say yeah, he does.
He does have his gallbladder.
God.
He strikes me as a man who would.
Yeah, there's something about him. He'd like, his gallbladder's fine.
Yeah.
Does Elton John Aisling have his, and excuse my pronunciation, adenoids?
I don't even know what that is.
And either does Emma, which means he doesn't have it.
No.
Well done. Dave, does Elton John have his appendix?
Does he have his appendix? I don't know. I'm going to say yeah, he does.
He doesn't have his appendix.
Damn it.
Aisling, does Elton John have a spleen?
Spleen?
Spleen removal, I feel, would be dramatic enough. Let's say he does.
He does have his spleen intact.
I think he has a spleen.
He does. Well done. You did really well there. Yeah. Well done. You're super smart.
It's a feeling, isn't it?
Dave, does Elton John have his thymus gland?
You don't know what that is. No, he doesn't.
He does have his thymus gland.
Damn it. What's a thymus gland, Emma?
I have no idea. Finally, Aisling, does Elton John have both of his own knees?
Definitely not. If the hip is gone, one of the knees definitely gave out.
Well done!
Bouncing up and down, playing piano.
None of the knees are his own.
Neither of the
knees. In fact, he's very proud of saying that the only thing that's really mine at the moment is my left hip.
Now his song, I'm Still Standing, is very confusing. As I'm like, how?
Just about.
Just about. Just about. The skinnier teeth. That's doesn't have them anymore either, does he?
I say he probably got rid of them a long time ago. He's such a legend.
Recharged.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning. Listen to that music.
Valentine's Day, should I say, is around the corner. And all this week on the show, we're getting you set up with flowers.ie.
New seasonal flowers are here early. Tulips in pink, white, and a mix of pink, white, and yellow.
Dave.
And they are perfect for any occasion.
It's a bit early now for this kind of carry on.
Sorry. Plus the same day, next day, it's flower delivery in Ireland.
We want to give you a €200 flowers.ie voucher just in time for Valentine's Day. Use on yourself or somebody else. And we have to bring back our AI poet, Will AIM Shakespeare. He's been reading you poems about certain celebrities. And if you can guess what celeb he's talking about today, you can win yourself that €200 flowers.ie voucher.
Let's see what he has in store for us today.
Roses are red, my heart's feeling blue. Someone you loved, but they left me too. Before you go, please hear me say, my pointless love won't fade away.
I got it.
I actually got it just from what Dave said there. I sort of forgot I was supposed to be getting a hint. I just was listening.
Yeah.
I was like, huh, cool.
To be fair now, I think with AI and Shakespeare, was he better last year? I feel like these are tougher.
And he'll be older this year now as well.
Yeah, he's losing
a bit. He's getting on.
Pushing on a bit. Yeah.
Go on, play one more time.
Yeah.
Roses are red, my heart's feeling blue. Someone you loved, but they left me too. Before you go, please hear me say, my pointless love won't fade away.
The other thing I've noticed about this is...
Rose are red, violets are blue, and
someone you loved, they left you too.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Just because it rhymes doesn't mean it makes sense.
Yeah, that's a problem. And then also, I don't think the person he's talking about today is necessarily very relevant at the moment.
No, not really.
No, it's a bit random. Anyway, if you've any ideas, get them over to us. You could win yourself a €200 flowers.ie voucher. Our number is 087 711 1038. Give it a lash for your chance to win with flowers.ie this morning.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Your number one hit music station. You're listening to Spin. Morning.
Morning. Morning. I mentioned earlier in the week that I was in Wicklow for the weekend with my friends. And basically it was like one of the friends family owned, like converted this old like kind of farmhouse into like an Airbnb.
Cool.
And they don't really rent it out in January, so they were just like, if anybody of the cousins wants to come down. So that's what we did, and it
sounds
was
nice.
Gorgeous and very, very cozy and cute. And
was it cozy or was it cold?
No, it was really warm. There was like two wood burning stoves.
So why don't they rent it out in January? Heating.
I think it's just like not very popular at that time of year,
right,
I suppose.
Okay.
And they just like use January to let family use it or whatever.
Fair enough.
And so the friend was like, oh yeah, by the way, my cousin said like you can take any of the books off the shelves. If you're interested in any of the books on the bookshelf,
okay,
you can have them. We're like, absolutely class. So I was having a look and so entertained by the books on the shelves. I don't know if it was like all the families or did some of them come from the actual like old farmhouse edition of the house. So some of the titles that we had on offer were Great GAA Rivalries.
Okay, very good.
We're talking
good.
Like deep in the countryside here now. We've got The Killing of Father Niall Molloy.
No!
Dermot took that one home.
Did he die?
Yeah, I know, terrible.
Oh, for God's
sake. Yeah. We had a copy of Bunrocht na hÉireann.
Bunrocht.
Which
that?
Is the Irish constitution.
Oh, brilliant.
Just a copy of that on display, which all Irish homes should have.
Mm. I do like that.
Yeah, we had a first aid manual. Very important. We had a book called...
I hope you left that there.
Yeah. We had a book called Great Irish Speeches.
Okay.
Classic. Oh, that's a great... I'd love that.
Yeah.
Who wrote some good speeches? Michael Collins and...
Those good old boys from the early 1900s. We had Kilvontown Annual 2001, which was the Wicklow annual of every GA match pretty much that happened in 2001 and the results and different pictures from it.
Love that. Well, let's hope no one goes back in time, you know, to get the almanac and... That's a Back to the Future joke.
Okay.
About sport.
One book was called The Vatican.
Right.
Yeah. And then they had a vegetarian cookbook. I was like,
and you took
this
that.
Really out of odds with the rest. I took the vegetarian cookbook.
Yeah, brilliant.
Dermot took The Killing of Father Niall Molloy. He was excited to read that.
Can I have it after him?
I
want to know what happened to the guy.
You don't know what happened.
I need to catch up.
Yeah. Spins fully charged. Recharged.
Valentine's Day won't be long coming around. Is the year over tomorrow? Is it the final day of January tomorrow? Oh, sorry, the month.
No, we've a bit to go.
Wow, that was...
Wake up, Emma!
Tomorrow is the last day of January,
It's not like a year.
That's satisfying that it's finishing on a Friday, isn't it?
Long January.
Oh, yes.
Hello.
Long
so
ass
we're
January.
Only 2 weeks out then from kind of ish from Valentine's Day. We want to get you set up with flowers.ie.
Will I put on the sexy voice or no sexy voice? I don't know what to do. I don't know if he's loving it.
I think, as Ashley said yesterday, just be a bit more fierce with the sexy voice.
Yeah, and a bit speedier. You're very, very slow when you do the sexy voice.
Okay, how do I do some sexy with speed?
Nice.
I'd say new seasonal flowers I hear early. Tulips in pink and white, baby. And a mix of pink, white and yellow, honey. And they're perfect for any occasion. See, that was fast and it was sexy.
Yeah, I just didn't like the little like pet names that you threw in.
They're in my script. Are they not in your script?
Plus, they also have same and next day flower delivery in Ireland, and we want to give you a €200 flowers.ie voucher in time for Valentine's today.
We had our poet back, Will A.I.M. Shakespeare, and he was writing a lovely poem and talking about one particular celebrity, and it's been up to you to kind of figure out who that celebrity was this morning. Mark thinks he knows. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, we're so funny.
God, we're so funny.
What are you up to? Are you heading to work?
I'm on the way to work. It's not exactly a call I was expecting.
Oh, fair enough. Well, you did text for it, Mark. Right.
That's not really usually my luck.
Right, okay. Well, your luck has changed today because you are on with Emma, Dave and Aisling. What a day it is. Listen, tell
us
this.
Hang on there one second.
Not at all, Mark.
F104 are calling them.
How many competitions have you been today, Mark?
Okay, listen, we'd love to get you sorted with the €200 flowers.ie voucher, Mark.
Perfect.
Let's have a listen again to what Will AIM Shakespeare had written for us this morning in a poem, and you're trying to figure out which celebrity he's talking about.
Roses are red, my heart's feeling blue. Someone you loved, but they left me too. Before you go, please hear me say, my pointless love won't fade away.
Okay, Mark, that is Will AIM Shakespeare. Who is he talking about in his lovely poem?
Is it Lewis Capaldi?
Lewis Capaldi.
Is it Lewis Capaldi? Let's
check. Have a Scottish accent. Let's have a listen.
You're absolutely correct. I'm sharing some haggis and iron brew with my Valentine, Lewis Capaldi.
Ooh, nice one, Mark.
That was really good.
Mark, what was the clue that got you over the line?
Just the line of the song, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, fair enough. Them's the clues.
That's it.
Mark, congratulations. A €200 flowers.ie voucher is all yours. Happy Valentine's Day to you and to yours. Who are you going to celebrate that with?
My girlfriend.
Ah, very good. Good choice. Good choice.
That's a good idea.
Mark, have a great day.
Thank you very much, guys.
Cheers. Nice. Bye.
Talk to you later.
I like Mark.
Tomorrow on the show, we'll give you another chance to win with flowers.ie. We'll do that just after 9, before half 9 even.
You were giving out about old Will I am Shakespeare there, about his poetry writing and how it doesn't make sense. I actually think that that one did make a little bit of sense today.
How?
If you think about it, roses are red, my heart's feeling blue, so he's feeling sad because someone you loved, they left him too.
But he didn't say because.
Someone you loved, it's implied. Before you go, please let me say, so the person who is saying before you go, I want to say, my pointless love won't go away.
Why are you defending AI?
Just because. Because
he put in the prompt.
Yeah. He's my creation.
He's your friend. He's your little friend.
My only friend.
He did a great job today.
Now on Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged. A couple more
zeros on that. Kazo, Jazzy and Heady One. You're listening to Spin, and we were just saying there, they could all be in the Longitude lineup, but no sign of either of them just yet. Although last year they added people like right up to like the week before the festival.
We did get the lineup the other day, but there's definitely going to be more added, I'd say.
Is it really Longitude if Jazzy's not there?
I was just going to say, Longitude and Jazzy are like shake hand emoji.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure, she's only up the road.
And Belters as well.
That's true.
Belters are there.
Belters are there.
So they'll bring her out, you see.
She doesn't need Belters to be bringing her out anymore.
No.
Straight out by herself.
Probably bigger than Belters now.
Yeah, up Jazzy. Isn't she? What was the stat last year? She was one of the most.
She was like the
highest played female Irish artist.
Yeah. That's
absolutely
like
insane.
Ever.
And listen, Belters didn't get to go on the Late Late Show and surprise the kids.
Right. So that'd be terrifying.
Dublin travel. With Just Eat. Check out healthy options on Just Eat this fresh January.
Robbie G and the other one, I'm sorry. I'm only joking.
Oh, you just make that worse. It's coming up on 8. Emily, what's the story?
Morning, starting off on the M50. There's
go, go, go. Here I go. Fully charged. Spins fully charged. It's so good. Ready or
not, you have spin. Morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
Lads, I cooked yesterday.
Sorry.
Stop everything.
Hold the phone.
What? Whoa. Okay.
Silence.
I'm going to show you what I cooked, and you can explain it.
I'm lost for words.
Send that to me now. That's going on the Instagram.
This will be very quickly on our Instagram.
This is absolutely violent looking. It's disgusting.
Dave, what happened?
Okay, I actually...
Just walk us through the... First of all, I want to get into the mindset before we... We've a long way to go before we even get to what you came up with.
Do you know what's worse? That's what I meant to make. Like, I wasn't...
Okay, can we describe it? Because, like,
it's
people can't...
It's
meatballs and pasta with cheese.
It looks like you cracked an egg over some turds on a plate of dry pasta.
What made you say, do you know what I'm after now? Meatballs and pasta.
I was sick of ready meals. I was like, I'm done with them.
Where's the sauce?
I don't like sauce.
Sorry, just dry spaghetti?
Yeah.
No sauce?
Bit of salt.
Butter?
No.
And just Bit of cheese.
A bit of cheese on the meatballs.
And the cheese you've used is the already cheddar and mozzarella mix.
Yeah, it is.
So it's like it's not even just one colour. It's two toned.
Did you air fry the meatballs?
I air fried the meatballs, yeah. Made the pasta and the thing, and then I took the meatballs out of the air fryer, put them in like a little kind of like one of those liners for the air fryer, put them back in there and then put a load of cheese on, melt it for 20 seconds, put the cheese on the meatballs, melted it again, put it on the pasta, and Bob's your uncle. It's on the Instagram.
And was it nice?
Almighty.
It was grand.
I'd like, honestly, I want your honest opinions on what you see in front of you on Instagram this morning at Official Spin 1038.
It's not that bad.
No, it's absolutely disgusting looking, but that's fine. I know sometimes things that are disgusting looking can be nice, but like you haven't even had it soft.
It wasn't that nice.
Yeah, you're not even saying it was nice. Oh my God.
Official Spin 1038, if you want to check out my unbelievable dinner, call me Jamie Oliver.
Christ.
Don't.
So bad. Don't. This weekend was quite interesting, just in terms of like to see the power some people have. And I will tell you for why. Our CEO put up on his own personal Instagram that he just took a flight from London to Dublin, and he had lost his metal suitcase. Sorry, let's stop for right there, the fact he has a metal suitcase.
I was just thinking
that. That's a
real power move.
That's such CEO vibes.
Yeah, like, what has he got in there? Like,
yeah.
Something really precious.
Was it a suitcase or was it a briefcase?
I think it was like a briefcase, because in the overhead bins.
Yeah, so he's...
maybe like one of those just little mini suitcases.
Oh, yeah. He'd probably be able to afford the bags and the bin.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He doesn't have to check a bag now. But anyway, so he's lost it. So basically someone took the same briefcase. There was two very identical briefcases up in the upper head bins.
How unlucky.
Very unlucky. But like something you'd see in like a movie, and you have seen in many movies where it's, you know, gets swapped. So anyway, someone took our CEO's metal briefcase and he put it up on Instagram. And Chris doesn't like have, you know, a load of followers on Instagram. He has like 100, 200 followers.
You'd know who the lick arses are around here.
But he put it...
it was everywhere.
He put it up and he said... any shares would be appreciated. And of course, every worker who works underneath Chris is going to go, right, well, this will come in handy now down the line.
And you'd certainly stepped up to that.
Straight away.
You were one of the first.
Screenshotting at Chris Doyle, help where needed, you know what I mean? Just you know, just in case.
Yeah, and your massive following.
Yeah, my massive hundreds of thousands of followers. And so anyway... everyone was sharing it. Like, everyone who works in the company was sharing it then. And I was just like, oh, I feel like this doesn't really benefit me at all now, because it's going to get lost in all the amount of things. Anyway, the lucky for Chris, he is also the CEO of, like, a podcast, you know, studio. And one of the podcasts is Talk and Be. And one of the lads from Talk and Be put it up on their Instagram. Chris got... the briefcase back.
Unbelievable.
I was like, this is absolutely insane. I never thought this would happen. And it couldn't really happen to anyone else unless you're the CEO and people need to look up to you.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
And the CEO of a media company where people do actually have followings.
Yeah, very true. Honestly, it worked very much in Chris's favour.
Yeah.
So I thought, I have a radio show with a decent amount of listeners. I don't have a lot of followers, but I have a decent amount of listeners on the radio show. So I feel like SpongeBob. I lost something once. And I would like help with that thing.
Okay.
It's great.
Let me tell you
this
about
is clever.
Let me tell you about when I was 4 years old.
Oh.
Okay. Santa brought me a book. But it wasn't just one book. It was 8 different books. And each book was in the shape of a slice of pizza. So when you put all the books connected together, it would go into the shape of a pizza.
Beautiful. Right?
You really had the same personality from birth, didn't
Absolutely.
You?
Absolutely. Each character was a different pizza topping.
Nice.
There was Mr. Pepperoni. There was Mrs. Pepper. There was, like, you know what I mean, Mr. Mushroom or something like that.
Got it.
I misplaced / lost Mrs. Onions.
Oh, not her.
And I don't know where Mrs. Onions were. It was or is.
So there was always a missing slice of the
there
pizza.
There was always a missing slice of the
tough.
Pizza book.
That's not good. That would annoy me.
So I'm wondering, did I maybe, I don't know, maybe if I threw it out or something. Do you have Mrs. Onions? If you do, please let me know.
You never know. You could have been like in a buggy or out one day and carrying Mrs. Onions around. And
yeah.
She could have fallen.
She is a slice of pizza that is also a book And on it is Mrs. Onions.
And lost in what year around?
I would say 1999.
Okay.
Yeah, around the circa then.
Cool.
So if you have any idea about where this could be.
You never know who could have picked her up, Dave.
Yeah,
please. Fingers crossed.
Let me know. So that is my plea, because I thought, well, if the CEO can do it, he doesn't even have a radio show. Why can't I do
it? Yeah, right. Shoot your shot.
Yeah. Do you know what? While we're at it then, do you mind if I have a lash?
Oh, go on.
Mind. Okay.
Please.
I'm going to go back to about 1999 as well here, actually, okay. Dave. Around that time, my lovely little gerbil called Wiggles.
Wiggles.
Just got out of the garage one day.
No, he didn't.
Mm. There was quite a search at the time. Mm. And I've no doubt he's living a wonderful life somewhere. He would be 20-ish now.
And how long do gerbils live?
I don't want to talk about that.
Right.
I just know, and I have hope, that maybe somewhere someone might know something. He was small, fast, full of personality, and I'm sure he's an absolute bits now. But this was around the Terenure area in 1999.
Right, okay. Right. So maybe someone in Terenure has a very, very old, decrepit gerbil.
Yeah. In absolute and utter bits.
That they mightn't really want anymore.
So if you do, let us know. 0877 11 1038.
Well, Reddit, have you got anything?
Do you mind?
No, go for it. Please, this is our moment.
This is our selfish moment.
If Chris can do it, we can do it.
Okay. If you don't mind me criticising you guys, I think the 90s, there's no hope.
Wow.
Aisling, that's a bit cruel.
I'm just being realistic here. So I'm talking 2003. When I was in first class in Carra National School, County Kildare, I lost my gold gel pen.
No.
Yeah. And there was a massive conspiracy at the time that was stolen by a girl who used to bully me. And her bag was searched, the whole lot, and it was never found. So we went around the classes, the whole lot.
God, this is terrible. I didn't know this story.
Yeah. Gold gel pen gone. Hasn't been seen since.
You went all around the classes.
Yeah. The North Kildare area, 2003.
Did you honestly get to leave class to go and ask another class if they have your gel pen?
They were very loose in CNS.
Right. No, understanding is the word.
Yeah.
Understanding. Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, if you don't mind, gold gel pen, 2003 Carra area.
That's all right, brilliant. Simple enough. Gold gel pen, a gerbil called Wiggles, and a pizza book called Mrs. Onions.
Cool, perfect. Listen, we're just...
Get in touch. I'd imagine the phones are about to blow up.
It's not often we do things like this, so allow us this one time. Some things are just too precious, you know?
I had an epic weekend, which I did mention earlier on the show. I went to Wicklow with a few of my friends. It was a very relaxing trip. However, that relaxation was rudely interrupted by the fact that I had to do a long run because I'm training for a marathon. So we went to Baltinglass. Has anyone ever been to Baltinglass?
Yes, once, I think.
Very nice town. Very nice. In the kind of mountains or whatever. And my friends went off on a walk and to a cafe and all the rest. And I went off and did my long run. It was like about an hour and a half.
So nice place to run.
It was a good long run. Yeah, it was lovely. It was really fun. And in the end, I was like, right, I'm going to get myself a good egg mayo roll. Went into multiple shops in Baltinglass. No egg mayo to be found in the delis, which was concerning. So in the end, I went, I'm actually going to go full hog here and I'm going to get a chipper.
You mad thing.
Which was the best post-run food, and I will be doing it again. So I went to Jimmy's in Baltinglass, which actually a lot of people told me afterwards are some of the best chips in the country, and I can attest they were delicious. And I was delighted to see that in Jimmy's they had seats to sit down at while you're waiting for your food to be ready.
Oh, lovely.
I like that.
Sometimes
it's here on a windowsill and it's cold.
Always windowsill.
Yeah, I don't like that.
It was really nice.
Condensation on the window up against your back and all that.
But it's also not really a windowsill you could sit on. It's like a tiny little...
It's a tease.
A perch.
Yeah, a perch, literally. Yeah. A bird couldn't stand on it.
No, it is for birds.
Yeah.
So this was like three proper seats or whatever. And obviously because I was tired, like, because I'd done the run, I sat down and I went to sit back. And I was going back. And then my head sort of lolled off the back of the seat into nothingness. I was like, what kind of chair is this at all?
Okay.
And then I got up and I looked and I realised that the three seats were the type of seats that you sit in when you're getting your hair washed in a hairdresser's, but just without the sinks.
Go on, Jimmy.
So like the back of it was just like sort of had like an empty hole, which
Jimmy's
is where my head fell down.
Definitely has a salon and was getting rid of the chairs. I was like, do you want them for the chipper, Jimmy? And he said, do you know what? That's great, Karen. Yeah. Bring them in.
Yeah, so they were real recliny. And I thought, this is actually the perfect use
after
for old salon chairs.
Yeah.
Sit back and enjoy your chips. And so it gave me real adverts vibes.
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah. And I have taken on the task of doing a little search on adverts to see what other things chippers could get to improve their premises on adverts.
Please.
And I found quite a lot. This is quite a practical idea, but in Kilcullen and Kildare, you get a cross trainer at the moment for €150. So you can burn off the chips before you've eaten them.
Ah, genius.
Or while.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a really good idea.
Or just sit on it.
Or another cool seat. High chair, if you will. There's a bottle of stain remover available in Glenageary for a tenner. handy if you get an L splashback from the vinegar.
Someone in Glenageary, sure, for a few bob.
Big time. This thing looks ancient. There's a beanbag going in Terranure for free.
Oh.
Is there a better thing to sit on while eating chips?
Oh my God.
Beanbag?
I don't know now if I'd like that. It'd be a bit sticky.
Put
in a chipper, you know?
I'd like the beanbag for me, but not knowing that loads of other people have used it too.
Fair enough. Yeah. Okay, maybe that wasn't my best. Sorry, guys. you can get a hose on adverts for €20 in Wicklow Town. I was thinking handy for filling up your water bottle.
Yeah.
They just have a hose sticking out over
these
the counter.
These are just things for sale.
I'm repurposing them for a chipper, Dave. do you not understand? Sorry. I should have been more clear. And lastly...
There's a car going in Longford. You could use it to drive to the chipper.
There's some napkins going there in Wicklow. If you want to wipe your hands.
Clock, you can look at the time. Well, lastly, this one's brilliant. A fog machine and disco light available for €110 in Dublin 1.
Nice.
I don't even need to tell you how amazing that would be.
So you can celebrate after your chipper.
So you can party in chipper. Yeah. So there you go.
I love it.
Jimmy's. Great spot. It's the girly quiz. Oh. Makeup dance and
tear. How will Dave do? Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
Yes, once a week, we come together and we quiz Dave on all things girly. This has been running for over 2 years now. We're still not out of questions, believe it or not, although the pot is kind of drying up. So if you ever have anything that you observe as a woman, please, by all means, DM myself or Aisling or contact the radio station. We'd be very much appreciative because the girly quiz must last forever.
Yeah, that is a woman of desperation. Dave has to get 3 questions right in order to win the week. He does have 2 lifelines. One is a Simplify and one is to phone a female. The girly quiz is with Beabelle Beauty, who are a luxury cosmetics and tan brand. They make contemporary glamour and beauty available to everybody. And our phone a female this morning wins herself a lovely Beabelle Beauty hamper for her and a friend, plus a girly quiz board game as well.
That's Ailish this morning, and the dedication to the girly quiz and the phone a female this morning. Ailish, you're on your way to college and you say you're happy to miss the first lecture to help Dave out, yeah?
I'm sure the lecture will understand. He just teaches...
They absolutely will understand. Yeah. It's an written, excuse. On girly quiz, had a doctor's appointment, had to go to the dentist on the girly quiz.
It's in the college handbook.
Yeah. All right, let's get cracking. To win the week, you need to get a clean sweep of all 3 questions correct, but obviously Ailish is there and you'd have some help along the way. Just to say, as we always do as well, if there's kids in the car, the girly quiz tends to deal with all sorts of womanly matters inside and out, if you know what I mean. So maybe hand on the doll just in case some conversations you haven't had yet, etc. Should be good though.
What do you like about the girly quiz?
All of it.
I like the song because I sing it.
Yeah, it's hard to believe that I'm actually on that vocal as well, but they really took me down and elevated Aisling.
She was there on the day.
I was there. I sang, but
took her off.
They took me off, and I understand why. And that's okay. We have to learn what our strengths are. All right, Dave, question number 1 on the girly quiz this week. Best luck. Apart from Carrie, what are the names of the other 3 lead characters?
No,
show Sex and the City.
There's Carrie, there's Bradshaw, there's... Carrie, there's Big, Mr. Big.
I need the 3 female leads.
Oh, come on.
This is the girly quiz, Dave.
Sex and the City. I can't even think of bloody one.
Would you have even gotten Carrie?
No, I don't think I would have.
Wow.
Is she the one who's in Hocus Pocus?
Yeah,
the witch, the blonde witch.
Sarah Jessica Parker. This isn't helping.
Sarah Jessica Parker is what I just said. Yeah. Okay, so there's Carrie.
She's got three girlos. Do you know what they look like? Would you even be able to imagine them in your head?
Not even a little bit.
What?
Is there an Amanda?
You need to swat up on that show. You'd love it.
Is there an Amanda? Is there... I'm just remembering it was a big show for Raymond Holt in Brooklyn Nine-Nine, and he used to talk about it. And he would say, Carrie and Amanda and... like a Sandra or something, or a Sally or Sandy, is that one? I don't know why I'm prolonging this.
It is set in New York and not Dublin.
Yeah.
Sandra.
All right, Ailish, I'm calling in my phone a female. Please, please tell me you can help me with this. I've got 30 seconds on the clock. Give me them names.
Carrie, Charlotte, Samantha.
Carrie, Charlotte, Samantha.
And who else? We need the other...
Sugar. Natasha. Miranda
sounds more familiar. Miranda. I knew there was like an Amanda, Sandra type thing. So it is. It has to be Miranda. Miranda. Okay. Yeah. So just to be clear, Miranda, Carrie, Charlotte, and Samantha.
Are you a fan of the show, Ailish?
I am.
Good.
All right.
Well, that's good to know.
Ooh, that was an intense 30 seconds.
After. Yeah, it was really,
so
really well
played. There's Carrie Bradshaw. There's Miranda. There's Charlotte. There's Samantha. Final answer.
Ailish and Dave. You're absolutely correct.
Yay!
Yay!
Ailish absolutely killed it. Well done. You have just won yourself a Beabel Beauty Pack for you and your friend. And you've also won yourself a girly quiz board game. Congratulations.
Well done,
and thank
Ailish.
You so much.
Good job.
Get yourself to college now. Thanks for listening. Talk to you later.
Get yourself a better phone.
Yeah. Your line is crap, but you did
bye.
Well.
Bye.
Well done,
right.
Dave.
Oh, God.
Nice one, Dave.
Okay.
Tough start.
I was nowhere near.
All right. Question number two, Dave. What does the brand Sweaty Betty sell?
He looks like he's actually in physical pain.
I hate this game.
Quiz. I'm like, are
come
you
on, just Sweaty Betty, very popular.
Sweaty Betty. Is it something for the upper lip? Because I know the upper lip gets sweaty.
Oh yeah,
where else gets sweaty?
Under your armpits. Where else gets sweaty, Betty? It's
under your boobs.
Awful. Oh yeah, up under your boobs. Yeah, potentially.
Have you heard of the brand, Dave?
I feel like I have heard of the brand, but like I've no idea.
Really?
What
I thought
it would
you
do.
Knew. Ashing said this, and I was like, well. "He'll know." I was like, "He'll know." But
Sweaty Betty.
You never know.
I think it's a great name.
I'd imagine it's some sort of like deodorant, maybe like an de toilette.
Well done.
A classic.
Good times.
I've got Sweaty Betty. Is it, maybe it's this type of underwear if you're, you know, a particularly sweaty person?
Okay.
Do you want to simplify it?
Yeah, go on. Simplify the bloody thing.
Simplify mode. Dave, what does the brand Sweaty Betty sell? Is it A, deodorant? Or B, women's sport and exercise clothing? Clear as dense mud.
I don't know.
Oh no,
damn it.
Okay,
I was so sure you'd know this one.
I think it's B. I don't think you'd make deodorant called Sweaty Betty.
You'd be scarlet going up to the dill.
I wouldn't personally make a clothing line called it either, but I'm gonna go with B. I'm gonna go with the clothing line.
By the skinnier teeth, yeah. You are alive.
Well done, well done.
Ah, this game is just, it messes with your head.
Sweaty Betty is a brilliant brand. So I think like people are obsessed with it.
Kind of like high end, like, and is it that leggings
is,
and all.
Is it your one? Is it, no.
They Betty don't, Boop?
Yeah, no. It's
no,
not
no,
her.
No.
I thought maybe she was the mascot or something.
She should be.
Is she just really damp?
She's
all
too
over?
Glam.
Yeah, yeah. Really shiny.
Yeah.
Okay, to win the week, now you're on your own. You can do it.
You got this.
Final question on the Girly Quiz this week, Dave.
Well, that's going to be one of them, like, name 17 ways a woman can laugh or something.
Listen, we're under pressure. As we said, the tank is drying up. Dave, please just give two reasons.
Okay.
Why a woman might decide to have a breast reduction.
Oh, a breast reduction to annoy her fella. Sorry.
That was not good. You've been on fire this week, but I don't know
about
that one.
Look, they're not all going to be gold. Breast reduction is for, one is back pain. It can be a real strain, I'd imagine, on the back and maybe the neck in general. And then the second, would it be for breastfeeding? Would it be something to do with that? Is it? I'm trying to think. Also, probably for comfort. Oh God! Like I know back pain is one of them because I remember it in Superbad, where they say someone got
you
a breast
mentioned
reduction.
Something else there as well.
I think
back pain initially. You mentioned something else. Just go back over what you said there.
I think it's the pregnant, the breastfeeding thing.
You think it's the breastfeeding thing?
Yeah, I think they need to be able to put the breast in the baby's mouth.
And big melons wouldn't be able to do that.
They might hurt the baby's head, you see. I'm gonna say back pain. I'm gonna say. I'm gonna say breastfeeding.
Dave, you have just gone and lost the girly quiz.
No!
Oh, damn!
I feel really conflicted because you just gave that as your final answer, but in the early stages of your pondering, you did mention neck.
Yeah, we would have taken back, neck, or shoulder pain as an option.
As individual options.
Yeah, and that's why I was like, do we give it to somebody?
No, because that was his final answer. No, come on now.
I didn't realise that there was two options.
Listen, I did a Google of breastfeeding to see if that was at all a factor. And actually, you would never get a breast reduction to aid with breastfeeding. And can actually make it a little bit more difficult to breastfeed. So it wouldn't be recommended. There are loads of other reasons as well, such as like self-consciousness, mental health, posture.
Sports. Oh, I was going to say like running, but I didn't think that would be, I thought that would be a stupid answer.
Menopause, changes post-pregnancy, all of these things.
I say it once, I say it again. I hate the girly quiz.
It's the girly quiz.
With Bia Bell, the original tan meets skincare, as seen in Vogue.
How will Dave do? Will he need you?
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
Rise and shine.
Wake up in the morning.
Fully charged.
Hello. Tomorrow's Friday, guys.
Woo!
Woo!
Thank God.
Big
for that.
Whoop.
Let me tell you what it's like to work in this building.
Go on.
Because obviously you have everyday people, much like ourselves. We come in, we do our job, we go home. But you also, seeing as it's a media company, we work with a lot of celebrities.
What? Like who?
Well, Pat Kenny.
Fair enough, yeah. Who we've never spoken to.
Kieran Cuddihy.
I suppose, yeah.
Brian Dowling.
Oh yeah, big he's time. A celebrity. Yeah, fair enough.
Okay,
one big brother.
So, do you take it back?
I do. Yeah.
So we work at celebrities, and especially Brian. I'm going to put this out there. Especially Brian. Brian is the kind of person who comes in, he does a show, and he leaves. He has never opened his email.
That's famously known in the office. Yeah,
he doesn't know how to open his email. I don't think.
He has a desk with like a photo of his family on it, and I don't think he's ever sat there.
No. He's always sitting at other people's desks chatting.
Yeah. And also, like, his first day, there was balloons and, like, flowers. Welcome, Brian, and congratulations on the show. And I was like, we've been here 2 years. I've never seen near a balloon at my desk.
Yeah.
So I was like, no one sits at Brian Dowling's desk, not even Brian. So I just kind of sometimes put stuff there because I'm like, no one's going to, you know what I mean? I don't need this, but I don't want to put it in the bin, but maybe someone will get the use out of it. So I just put it on Brian Dowling's desk.
It's like the empty desk.
Yeah.
Just to kind of see what happens with it.
Exactly. On Monday, we did a challenge with ice pops and deodorant. You can check it out on Fully Charged Recharge.
Lollipops.
Lollipops and deodorant, yeah. And I put the leftover lollipops on Brian's desk. I've just walked past Brian to get Cocoa Pops to go up and make my breakfast. And Brian turned to me and went, "Darling! The lollipops." And I went, "Hello, Brian. Yeah. Why?" he says.
I
love him so much. It hurts.
I love him.
To be honest, Brian, I didn't think anyone sat at your desk. He was like, oh, I do, and I loved them. I've had three already. And I said, did you think it was a PR drop? He went, yes.
An open bag of lollipops.
An open bag of lollipops.
I love him more and more every time
and
I see him.
And that is my my chat with Brian Dowling this morning. I love that man so much.
Darling,
the lollipops. Why?
I would die for Brian Dowling.
I'm going to get that tattooed. Darling, the lollipops.
Why? Why? It's brilliant.
Morning.
Yesterday in the news, Emily played a clip of Cher Lloyd, who was on The X Factor. She's kind of doing interviews at the moment, kind of talking about her time being on X Factor, how it was tough on her and all the rest. And the clip that Emily played was from Cher Lloyd's performance at boot camp. So it was kind of like the second performance we got from her. And I could sing it word for word.
Oh, no.
It went like this.
I hear Jerusalem.
No.
Bells are ring-a-dinging. Ah. Roman cavalry. Oh, my choir's singing. Beat my mirror. My sword and my shield. Missionaries in a foreign field. Like,
We used to listen to this and go, oh my God, she's so talented.
I was like, she's the coolest person I've ever seen. And the reason why I could sing that version of that song word perfect is because I YouTube to MP3 converted that video to imported it to my iTunes and synced it to my iPod Classic.
Yeah, free.
Back in the day. And it got us thinking about the weird kind of things that we had on our iPods that we put through the iTunes and synced up. And we'd love to hear yours on 087-711-1038. What weird stuff did you have on your iPod? Could have been videos, could have been songs, could have been like weird, I don't know, sound bites.
Could be any other Cher Lloyd moments.
Yeah. I remember I used to download like full Beyonce concerts. I used to buy music videos as
really?
Well. Yeah.
See, I used to buy music videos.
I was completely out of the loop and didn't understand iTunes at the time. It just went over my head. I didn't get it. So I got to my mom, typical. My mom went on a trip to New York with the girls and brought me back an iPod Nano.
Oh, very good.
And there was literally a queue. There was this guy in my school called Ian. He was in my class and his dad was a computer guy. Mm. So like he knew everything about how to work it. And there was genuinely queues of people being like, will you please do my iPod?
What would you do?
He just put whatever music he had on his iTunes onto your iPod. So you didn't even have a choice in what you were listening to.
That'd be so exciting.
I used to listen to like the Slipknot album, that whatever he put on. He used to be a big fan of the Chili Peppers. There was the Californication album, the By The Way album.
Oh my God.
And then like one set, you'd kind of work up the courage to be like, Ian, if you've anything new, would you update my iPod?
Yeah.
And then he'd just be handing out in the playground the next day, handing out everyone's
That's
iPods
brilliant.
Back to them.
No, I'm sure. a whole class of rockers.
Totally.
Surely yeah. He's been arrested. I hope.
I don't know.
That is illegal.
Now,
he's a pirate.
But
what he is.
Because
you wouldn't download an iPod.
Demand, even though it probably wasn't his music choice, we all got our way eventually when it came to getting this song on our iPods.
Ding, ding.
I don't think there was an iPod Nano without the Crazy Frog on it. It just would have been weird.
Why do I still know that song?
It should have come preloaded.
Yeah, like that U2 album.
Yeah, had that too.
I was obsessed with a time for, I don't know why, but I was obsessed with, like, whenever something massive would happen in pop culture or there was a viral video, there was this guy on YouTube who would make a song about it, and he was called Shmo Yo-Yo, and he would songify the viral moment.
Hmm.
And one of those viral moments was a man named Charlie Sheen. And if you're under the age of 25, you won't know what I'm talking about. But Charlie Sheen was a massive actor who did 2.5 Men. And he basically, his life went very downhill.
Yeah.
And he did an interview where he was a little bit, you know, not in the best of health.
Right.
And mentally or physically. And he did an interview. It was a bit of a disaster of an interview. It went very, very viral. And then someone made a song about it. And I was absolutely obsessed with that song because the song sounds like this. Winning. Come on, bro. I got talk of blood bidding. Bottle my brains and feel like, dude, can't handle it. By the way, he does not curse. He says fricking.
Okay.
Because he's American.
Yeah, that's cool.
So I was absolutely obsessed with that song.
So you had that on your iPod.
It's 2.5 minutes long and I know every single word. Every single word. But the thing is, I used to do YouTube to MP3 as well.
Yeah.
But you couldn't, I didn't have like editing software, so I couldn't cut off the last bit. And the last bit of the song is the guy who invented the song coming in and be like, hey, if you have something that you think should be songified, let us know.
Subscribe below.
Yeah, literally. That's a full 30 seconds of the song.
Brilliant.
That's,
so
that's what
funny.
I had on my iPod.
So cast your minds back. Did you have any weird stuff like that on your iPod back in the day? 087 711 103. It was such an effort to get the songs on, wasn't
so
it?
So much effort.
The labour. Have you ever been pushing a trolley in the supermarket and thought to yourself, God, I just wish this trolley was heavier?
No.
What the hell? No, of course you haven't. Well, get ready to hear the stupidest thing ever, because the British supermarket Iceland are revolutionising customers' shopping experiences by combining shopping with fitness.
How?
And they're rolling out...
I'd imagine
out,
by making the trolley heavier.
Yeah, they're rolling out the world's first set of dumbbell shopping baskets and trolley sledges.
Oh my God, trolley sledges?
That's what they're calling it, yeah.
What, you have to push the trolley, there's no wheels?
It's extra, extra heavy.
Interesting.
It's like in the gym, is that when I see one of the girls that we follow online when she's pushing the big weight down across the gym floor?
I think so, yeah.
It's a Hyrox in Iceland.
Yeah, essentially. So they want to transform your store visit into a workout session. In Iceland, it's ridiculous. So they, Iceland themselves did a survey, mm-hmm. and here are the results. So you can rely on them. 31% of Brits wish they had more time to hit the gym. And 51% of Brits said they would love to get a workout in while in the supermarket.
How, like, you know the way we have so many health and safety rules here? Like, someone can't be doing a full-on workout in Lidl here and expecting to not bash into someone or,
imagine,
you know.
The chaos.
Well, yeah. Like,
half the people are just trying to do their shopping as normal. Other people are like... sweating.
Gotta make them gains.
Yeah.
I'd say it's like a time frame or something that you can go and do it. But also, if I was... like, if I was a person who was like, oh, I need to do my shop, but I also need to go to the gym, I wouldn't be shopping in Iceland because they do, like, frozen food.
Yeah, I feel like it would be, like, the best, like, gym-goers.
Yeah, exactly.
Shop.
Like, having one in McDonald's.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
This all sounds so stupid, but it is legitimate, and I've seen photographs of their 15kg dumbbell shopping basket, which is a normal shopping basket with two dumbbells glued to the sides of it that say Iceland on them.
Lads, honestly, I normally, every time I go to any kind of a supermarket, I'm always laden down with stuff that's too heavy for me at the best of times anyway. I don't need any extra weight. I always take the basket and I actually should have got a trolley, or
yeah.
I end up walking out of the shop carrying so much stuff and have to take like 15 breaks before I get to the car because the bags are about to explode.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's already a workout.
And I also feel like your form in carrying a shopping basket is not the ideal form.
No,
to
your
carry
back
weight.
Is bent.
Yeah.
And it's kind of weighted unevenly as well because you're probably carrying it with one arm.
Yeah,
exactly. Like, it sounds like a disaster.
Meanwhile, the sledge trolley is 25 kgs in weight, and it's sort of like a trolley that's wearing like really thick skis.
Right.
And you just have to like shove it along the ground to get the trolley around.
Is there a picture of it? Like, have you seen it?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Is there wheels?
It doesn't look like there's wheels.
Right.
There's just big like hunks of plastic.
You wouldn't want to build speed with something like that, though.
No.
Would you?
Like,
it wouldn't lose control.
I think there's enough misery in the world. Iceland, try and make your shopping even more of a workout. Go away.
Yeah. So I have naturally come up with more options for working out in a supermarket. Things that I think would be a bit more fun and creative than the dumbbells on the sledge trolley.
Please.
I think each section of food could be separated by a hurdle which you have to jump over in order to reach the next area.
Now there is a bit of crack.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. If you can't reach...
your granny going to do the shopping.
Yeah. Maybe we have an aisle for normal shoppers. If you can't reach something on a high shelf, instead of like wheeling over a little stool, they wheel over a Stairmaster on full power.
Very good.
So you can get to the top, but you gotta be fast.
You gotta run.
Yeah. Similarly, they could have a whole aisle where everything is on the floor, so that in order to
bending.
Pick anything up, you have to squat.
Yes.
God, can you imagine?
Yeah. Lunging. Bit of lunging in there as well. Yeah.
Bit of lunging. They could just do announcements being like, there's only one carton of milk left, go! And there's actually loads of milk, but everybody then just runs to the milk.
Yeah, really. That'd
and
be
then
very good.
As you get there, they announce it's the bread. And so
yes.
on. So you're doing sprints.
That's genius.
Yeah,
genius.
So. I'd actually love to play that game if we were in a suit. Imagine if they just closed down and did that kind of stuff. Well, like,
yeah.
First person to get the milk. I'd love that.
I think that'd be a bit of crack. Now, then the last one that I have would require a bit more, probably investment, I suppose. So, you know, when you go to the tills, you put your shopping on the conveyor belt. Well, you also step onto a conveyor belt. However, like a treadmill, it's going in the opposite direction. So you're having to run to keep up with your shopping as it goes down the belt, and you're just moving together.
And is your shopping moving towards the
shopping's moving
assistant?
In the regular way, and you're having to fight the fight the treadmill to get up to reach it.
Right. Okay. You know? Okay. I'm so game for this.
Yeah.
Sounds great. Well done.
Thanks. On Speak of the Show, we're giving you some wonderful prizes with Harvey Norman. They are your connected health specialists, and we've got, as I said, loads of great prizes to give away.
Yeah, they want to prioritise your health and well-being with a huge range of connected health devices to help you stay motivated, manage your stress, improve your sleep, and reach your fitness goals as well.
Yeah, today's prize is a Garmin Vivo Active 5 smartwatch.
Nice.
Will be lovely for the new month ahead.
And a punish for us, due to this, we kind of have to take on these fitness challenges for you this week. Lisa and Sive are vying for the prize this morning. How are you, Lisa?
I'm good, yeah. I'm actually sitting outside the gym about to go in.
Oh, very good. What is it? What kind of a gym day have you got in store?
I'm going to bike row ski.
You're going to bike row ski?
Well, that sounds cool.
Yeah. Is that a class?
Brilliant. Yeah, it's really good. Yeah, it's class. So it's in like a heated room, and then they have like a bike erg, a ski erg, and then a rowing machine. So you do all three, and it's like hot, so it's nice, and it's a cold day.
It's
really good, yeah. And then you've got like a polar strap, so you can see your calories and your heart rate and everything. So yeah.
Oh yeah, cool. Yeah, I've seen them before.
That's good. I was going to say, are you sitting outside the gym procrastinating? But when you're under pressure to class, it's good, isn't it? Just to get yourself in and get yourself going. Okay. Also, hang on there, Sive. What's your morning looking like, Sive?
Well, I'm in work. I got my walk in this morning.
Oh, very good.
Woman. Everyone's real competitive now. Yeah. I'm fit too.
I like fitness watches as well.
What do you do for work, Sive?
I work in civil service.
You work in civil service. Very good.
Fantastic.
Yeah. All right. Lisa and Sive, let the
games
begin.
Yes. So Emma and Dave are going to battle it out in a fitness challenge today. Their challenge is sit-ups, okay? And because you're on line one, Lisa, you get to pick whether you want to shout for Emma or Dave. And if your person wins, essentially, you win that lovely prize of the Vivo Active 5 Garmin Sport smartwatch.
I'll go with Dave.
Oh, you're nice one. Can I just say, before we start, Ashton, can I ask you to step on my feet?
So I think if someone's standing on Dave's feet, someone needs to be standing on Emma's feet. So we'll
Callum
do it for
stand
both.
On your feet.
All right. So Emma and Dave are going to hit the deck. Lisa, you're cheering for Dave. Sive, you're cheering for Emma. Give them all your support.
All right, Lisa, I'm going to do this for you.
And your time.
Don't let me down.
Starts in 3, 2, 1. Go.
Come on, Emma, you can do it. Come on, let's go.
Dave.
Come on, gal. Come
Don't
on.
Let me down.
Go let's on. Go. Come on. Let's go, Emma. Come on.
Keep her licked.
Come on, Emma, let's
come
go.
Come on, Dave.
You can do it.
Oh,
I believe
you're getting great
on.
Support
come
here
on.
Now, lads.
You can do it. Come on.
Come on, Dave.
Come on. Come on, Emma.
Don't let me down.
Let's
Don't
go.
Let everyone
come
down.
On. You got it. You got it.
Dave's getting
keep
red.
Going. Keep going.
Come on, come on, come on.
Keep going. Come on. Push last minute. Push last minute.
Come on, Dave.
Come on, Dave.
Go,
Dave.
Let's go. Let's go. Come on. Come on. Come on.
Faster,
oh my god,
it was actually really weird being on your feet. I could feel like every bone.
I'm so scared for Emma because her head was so close to the wall so many times that I thought she was going to knock herself out. I think this is going to be close today.
I think it's going to be close. Okay, Lisa, your team Dave, Sive, your team Emma. I can reveal that Dave completed 15 sit-ups.
15.
I can tell you that Emma completed 17.
That makes no sense.
Wow!
How fast are
you? She was a monster.
That's insane.
She was boxing class.
Yeah. That's so fast.
Fair play to you, Emma.
I'm dead.
I'm dead as well.
So that means,
Lisa, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry,
Lisa. No problem.
So if you are the winner today, you've won yourself a Garmin Vivo Active 5 smartwatch.
Well done, gal.
Good luck, guys.
Sorry, Lisa.
Have a great day.
No worries.
Thanks, Emma.
No bother. Bye. Another chance to win tomorrow. We'll do that before 7:30.
I don't know if I'll be ready for that.
You're on spin.
File your taxes the free and easy way with TurboTax. New to TurboTax? Didn't file last year with TurboTax? No problem. Switch to TurboTax and file for free if you do your own taxes on the TurboTax mobile app by February 18th. All the tax forms you have can be assisted. All 100% free. Now this is taxes. Intuit TurboTax. New filers and filers who didn't use TurboTax last year only. Must start and file your own taxes in the app by February 18th. Excludes TurboTax Live. Full terms at TurboTax.com.